to Well Watered Joy. I'm Tiffany, and I'll be bringing you uplifting tunes, words of encouragement, and general inspiration to keep joy at the center of your life. Welcome to your Sunday night fix for the Monday Blues. And welcome to another episode of Well Watered Joy. I'm your host, Tiffany, your constant gardener, watering your soul with joy, inspiration, and uplifting tunes. Now, this week's episode is all about freedom, and that's the freedom that comes as the result of submitting yourself fully to God. And tonight, I have a special guest with me, Waimarie Kakahi, who I will be talking to about her own journey with freedom in Christ. Now, to lay the ground for our korero, or conversation, we're going to open with a karakia, which is a prayer or incantation. And in Te Ao Māori tradition, it is always good to start with a karakia as it calms the mood and settles your wairua, which is your soul. So I am going to say a Christian karakia, timitanga, to open a meeting, which is this. So, he honere. He kororia ki te atua, he mongaronga ki te whenua, he whakaro pai ki nga tangata katua, honga e te atua, he nako ho, ki roto, ki tēnā o mato, whakatongia, tō wairua tapu, he awhina, he tohu tohu i a matua, he ako hoki i nā mahi mō tēnei rā, amine. Now, the translation of that is honor and glory to God, peace on earth, goodwill to all people. Lord, develop a new heart inside of all of us. Instill in us your sacred spirit. Help us, guide us in all the things we need to learn today. Amen. Now, thank you. Thank you for bearing with me in that journey of saying the karakia. But I think it's important, and so very happy to go ahead and just set the clear our space. So, welcome to you, Waimarie. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm good. I've seen better days because I've got a bit of a head cold at the moment.
Yes.
But aside from that, I am well. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for joining me, being the very first guest on Well Watered Joy. And despite everything you have going on, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself. But I'll tell you guys, she can tell you herself what else she's got going on. But before we get into things, before we get into our korero, I just want to warm things up and set our foundation with a little bit of India Ari. Just let it go. Such an important message. We have lots of things that we've come into the space with today, and we're just going to let it go, right? Because folks, this is not our first time having this conversation. That little devil man, the little devil man has been plaguing us with the technical difficulties, and we're not going to let him stop us from the important conversation that we need to have today, because we know someone that's listening is going to be set free. Okay.
Right.
And that might even be one of us in, you know, whatever we
come
have
on now.
Subconsciously in the back of our head, we freedom. Okay.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Indiari, please tell us how to just let it go.
You've been through so much, so many ups and downs. You've given your love, but never like the way it turned out. You closed off your heart, and you carried the weight like a million rocks on your shoulders. But you don't have to wait for an apology. vows to make amends. When you can remember that your healing is in your hands, just let it go. Inch by inch, just let it go. And do it again, just let it go. One day you'll see, just let it go. You set yourself free. You've been used, you've been abused. Someone came along who didn't value you. You carried the weight of your heart like a million rocks on your shoulders. But life isn't meant to be perfect, and we won't always win. But can you remember that your healing is in your hands? Just let it go. Inch by inch, just let it go. And do it again, just let it go. One day you'll see, just let it go. Gave it your all. You put your blinders on when you looked around. All of your friends were gone. You took the fall and you carried the weight like a million rocks on your shoulder. Just let it go.
Isn't the most upbeat song, and it's not really the vibe I tend to go with on here, but for me it really just provided so much healing that I wanted to share that off top. And I know that, you know, that was your first time hearing that song, and when I hear it and she says, you know, the healing is in your hands, I think it's something that we don't really realize. The healing is in our own hands. We turn to other people sometimes to, you know, figure out how to get this healing and the freedom, but we really just need to ask God, you know?
Yeah.
Or a health professional, if that, you know, sometimes you actually do need that. But it really starts with the renewal of your mind, right? And you have to shift your perspective to help to start that healing journey. And it's not passive. It's something you actively have to make the decision to do, to really change your mindset towards someone, especially, you know, one day I'm going to talk about forgiveness. I got a story there. But anyway, let's get into you. Let's get into you, darling. And yes. Let me read a few things about you. because I don't think people know. I'm going to give you your flowers right now, okay? You are a worship leader at Equippers Church, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are the voice of the Treo version of the Breeze Auckland jingle. And I know you can give me the little disclaimer but is you, girl, is you. You're the original Treo voice version, yes. Right?
I am.
You are a wife and a mama. Of one, but soon to be two, because you are a couple.
I am so excited.
Any day now. And that's why we have recorded this, because I don't know how to deliver a baby, right? And so I don't want you to have your baby in the studio with me.
I'm sure the studio appreciates that consideration.
I believe so. And also, I wanted to catch you because you were like, I think I'm going to have this baby like any day now. And I'm like, yeah, no. I really want to have the conversation, but it can't be in the studio. So here we are.
Yeah.
So
here we are.
I appreciate it. You work in the community delivering programs aimed at Maori advocacy in Tamaki Makaurau. And you are passionate about healing, restoration, especially as an Indigenous wahine. So
yes.
I know there are so many layers to you, right? And things we're going to uncover. But I want to delve into that last part, the healing restoration part. Can you just go into a little bit more about what that means for you?
It means so much. As people, we go through, as individuals, we go through so much pain and experience so much pain. In my case, it's eventually what led me to Christ.
Wow.
But in the sense of, being Indigenous and having a passion to see healing and restoration, that comes from understanding the historical context of, the gospel and religion, as it pertains to colonization. And understanding that for an Indigenous person, at least this is how I see it, to receive salvation or experience salvation in a Western context is a miracle. I do have a passion to see salvation amongst my people, reconciliation and forgiveness amongst my people and that of non-Indigenous people. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's also not limited to my people, that being Māori. I'm passionate about seeing that amongst Indigenous peoples of the world. Mm-hmm. So, because our stories are so similar.
Absolutely.
So I see it on a sort of like an individual level and then a collective level as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, colonialism gets spread far and wide. And the effects of that? Yeah. So, for the both of us to be here proclaiming the good news, the gospel is, there's something definitely to that. And I think the healing that you talked about is, being on the other side of that and knowing that in order for us to actually talk to people and try to have these conversations around freedom and salvation, we have to be healed. You cannot heal someone else unless you get the work done on yourself. What does In Vogue say? Free your mind and breast will follow? Sometimes I get a little secular, sorry.
But I've tasted and seen, I've tasted and seen for myself now. And that is I know that that's where the authority comes from. Because I've tested it and seen it's not, I'm not talking about some foreign concept that is removed from me, right? Yes. I've had this encounter, this life-altering encounter and a series of experiences as I walk with Christ that has convinced me that he is the truth, the way, and the life. So that's when I don't like to use the word authority, but the authority.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't think that, you know, when we talk about authority, you're not saying that you, Y. Marie, is going around free. You know that the freedom,
exactly,
the authority within, you know, the Holy Spirit and God. So completely understand. And thinking about like that defining moment, what was that defining moment for you that really set you free?
Oh my goodness. So my journey to freedom, and I see salvation as freedom, at least from the shackles of my, of how I once was, didn't happen instantly. It was a series of encounters that sort of led me to a wholehearted response. So the first being, you know, I grew up in a faith-based home, in a Christian-based home. But at a certain point, that stopped because of some controversy in the fellowship we're a part of. So then it was sort of just left to us as individuals to go to embark on our own journeys. And for me, that happened as a teenager. Yeah. So, you know, I had my first sort of salvation response, I guess, as a year nine, as a junior.
Yeah. Same girl.
At a community outreach, actually. And so at the time, I was a big Tommy the Clown fan. I was all up into the crumping and the dancing. Yes. And he and a couple of his crew came over to New Zealand to do some outreach.
Yeah.
And they put on a performance in the Mercury Theatre in Auckland.
R.I.P. Mercury.
And so I went along to that, and right at the end they did a salvation call, and you know, the phrase that sort of spoke directly to my heart was, Do you want to invite Jesus into your life? Do you want to walk with Jesus? Or do you want Jesus to walk with you? You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, duh. Like, this, this life is up.
You do that, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And so probably over the next couple of years was sort of a series of events similar to that. What I found I was not necessarily missing, but in hindsight, I knew that I needed community, and I knew that I needed a support network to really engage in what I was believing in. Anywho, fast forward to seventh form, so my last year of high school, where I was just very empty, very a lot of my high school years actually were spent very sad, you know, like masked. I was masked because deep down I was very sad. I was empty. I was purposeless. I was waking up asking, why am I waking up? Why am I alive? You know, why do I have to get up? asking questions like that, feeling very misunderstood, unheard, unseen. And yeah, it got to a point where I was just really questioning that surely there has to be more to this life than what I'm currently experiencing. Because I had a core belief that God was real, I just needed him to reveal himself to me. I was like, I believe you're real, Lord, but I just need to see it for myself. You know, that sort of Thomas, that Thomas kind of spirit, I guess. You know, needing to see it before I believed it. So I cried out to him and I asked him to meet me, and spookily, he turned up in the ways that I needed, right then and there. And I knew in the core of my being that it was him answering my call. And so, yeah, so I became connected into a youth group and had a beautiful encounter at a women's night where, and this is where I believe it was the pivotal encounter, the life-altering encounter for me, where I was very moved by the Holy Spirit in the midst of worship. And I was in, I was amongst the congregation, I was amongst the people, bawling my eyes out, feeling the love of God. And then I had a vision, clear as day, of Jesus himself reaching his hand down to me. And, you know, he held out his hand and he said, you know, I can pull you out of darkness right now if you want. But I'm willing to wait for you. You don't have to take my hand right now. But if you want to, I will pull you out right now. And we literally had, I could see him. My eyes were open and I could see him. And he had his hand out and I just reached up and grabbed his hand, and I kid you not, the shift that took place in my heart, it was as if he literally pulled me out of a black hole. He pulled me out of darkness, and he was just like, I'll walk with you, you know, but I'm willing to wait for you if you're not ready, you know. But we can do this now. We can do this now if you want. And my life was never the same after that. So I felt that was the pivotal, life-changing, life-altering moment of understanding how great his love was for me as an individual in and amongst all these other people. He met me where I was at and pulled me out of darkness. Did it mean that my life was all roses and daisies? No. But I had a belief and understanding that he was with me and that he would never leave me or forsake me from that point on. And he took residence in my heart right then.
Amen.
Yeah, and so that is the moment I recall never being the same after that.
Wow. That is honestly incredible, and there's so much there. Like, the fact that it's not just one thing, right? The one of the last things that you said is about Jesus saying, listen, you might not be ready. I'm going to be here for when you are ready, you know? And I think it's like, sometimes we think, oh, I blew it. Like, there's no coming back.
That's right.
I've done too much. That's he's right. never going to forgive me. But he's like, look, I've seen it all.
That's right.
I've seen it all, okay? And
that's right.
The fact that literally putting his hand out for you, you know? Yeah. And I just think for anyone listening to this, there's so much here. Number one, the fact that you recognize you needed community, right? Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we think, you know what? I'm Christian. I love the Lord. I have a great relationship with him. That's all I need. You know, it's just me and God. We good. You actually need that community for support. You know, so the importance of the community to help you tied in to the Savior. Having the core belief of who he is, that he exists. That's all. He exists. You didn't need to know anything else. He was going to come meet you somewhere. You just needed to know, like, he exists. And God, if you do, I believe you exist. If you do want to be a part of my life, show me. Come into my life and tell me how you want to work with me. You know, so you simply being real about how you wanted to invite him into your heart, you know? Community events. It doesn't have to be come to church all the time. It can be just come to this and someone might mention, have an altar call. That's it. That's all you need. It doesn't have to be, you know, all of this. So never, you know, if you want to just have barbecues, that can be simply a showing of who God is in someone's life, providing someone with a meal that didn't have one. So anyway, gosh, so much there, Waimate. Like, honestly, and I see so much of my own kind of journey in what you went through, but I want to keep this about you. And I think for for someone that is listening to this and may feel like, you know what, I actually don't know where to start, I feel like that is a good indication. Just say, you know, I'm not completely ready, but I think, show me. Show me, Lord, how you want to work in my life. He is extending his hand. You extend your hand. You know?
That's right.
Oh. From there, just kind of having those encounters, like, what are the things that kind of keep you, besides the community, right? What are the things that kind of keep you grounded in your faith? You know, because you did talk about some dark times, right? Where you were just like, oh, why am I even, you know, waking up today? What grounds you in your faith? Because like you said, it's not a bed of roses and daisies, you know? You get saved and all of a sudden, like, you're getting this, you know, prosperity gospel. It's not always. Not always. So.
Don't stop me on that.
How do you praise through the pain? What works for you?
Man, you know, it sounds so cliche, but honestly, the word, the Bible. When I was baby believer, so back in those fresh encounters, I would literally just, you know, be like, okay, Lord, speak to me, flip to a random page, you know. Don't get me wrong, contextualize your scriptures, okay? You need to understand what you are reading. But in terms of where I was at and the tools that I had at that time, I had me a Bible, I had me some faith, and you know, I was becoming well connected into a community, so that, you know, that could help sort of refine that journey. But scripture, worship, you know, and actually believing what I am saying or singing, you know, and reading, you know, it's like, okay, he will never leave me or forsake me. Do I actually believe that?
Yeah.
You know, there's a, you know, Psalm 23 is one that often pretty much, I feel like, is my life. That sort of the oxymorons, if you will, you know, it's like, okay, there's a song that we sing at church, and the lyrics are, you know, I'll praise you in the heartache, and on the hilltop.
Yes.
You know, yes. So it's like, you know, on the mountain and in the valley. And the downs, I will praise you because you pulled me out of darkness. You know, that coming back to that sort of core foundational belief for me. And of course that he died for me and that I don't deserve his love. You know, I don't deserve him looking after me. But he does it anyway, you know, so that, and having a spirit of praise and thanksgiving, that trusting that he has a plan and a purpose for everything, you know, the challenges, the good, but you know, the blessings, the heartaches. So for me, believing that he is good, believing that he's for me and not against me, gets me through, because it's like, okay, this really sucks. This challenge really sucks, and it's really hard. But God, I believe that you're good and that you have a plan to prosper me and not to harm me. And that I'm not leaning on my own understanding. You know, so I'm pulling from these scriptures to get me through, you know. So, but it means nothing if you don't actually believe it. You know what I mean? And, I mean, it's, I'm having to do that a lot.
Yes. And you know what?
Life is challenging, Matt.
Life is challenging. And I have to say, we work together. So in the office sometimes when I'm having one of those days, but then I just hear your beautiful humming, it really does help set the tone, you know? So thank you. And actually, I guess that kind of leads into my next question, which that was a good setup, but I wasn't looking for it. as a worship leader, what is that song that when you're like, I am surrounded, that little man we talked about earlier, you feel like you're surrounded by him and you just need to stomp him down, what is the song?
there's so many the one we previously spoke about was Worthy by Equipers Church. And that was a song that ministered to me deeply when I was fresh to the faith in my own journey for many reasons. And I honestly believe that even melodically there's healing anointing on songs, but that song particularly, but even No Weapon. Don't get me started on No Weapon.
Honestly, but what I will do, I will play Worthy for the people to hear that, because I actually hadn't heard it myself. So, and I do think it's a great song. So, Worthy by Equippers, folks, enjoy it. We are back with Why Modding. I gotta tell you, this has been like such an enriching conversation, and I cannot wait until it hits the airwaves, because they say that the devil Lucifer is the ruler of the airwaves, but let me tell you, not tonight, honey. He gonna learn today. Tell the devil no, not today. He tried it.
Remain called fate.
Amen. Now I'm probably gonna have to close us out soon, but is there, like, for the people listening, the people who are, you know, just like, yeah, that all sounds great, this God thing, but where, like, what advice would you have for someone who's kind of struggling in their faith or doesn't even have faith? What would you say to them as just like a, I don't know, who might still be struggling with life, and just to bring some joy? You know, we talked about, this show is all about well-worded joy, and you talked about that peace in your heart, right? That spirit. Yeah. What is it? What is that joy? Where can people, what's your advice for finding joy in the Lord?
Wow. That is a great question, my friend. Finding joy is a choice. Mm. You know, happiness is fleeting. We cannot be ruled by our emotions. You know, we need to let our spirit man take charge. And so joy is that, again, that understanding that God is for us and not against us. That he set us free, that in the midst of, despite our sin, he loves us unconditionally. He sent his only son to die on the cross for us. The cup never runs dry, you know, so coming back to joy, it's like, okay, when you're faced with trials and tribulations, choose to praise, choose to be thankful.
Yes.
What are you thankful for? oftentimes my thanksgiving starts with, thank you, Lord, that you love me. Mm. And that you pull me and not against me, and that you pull me out of darkness. Mm. And that often is enough to snap me out of whatever I'm going through.
Yeah.
But that core belief is integral, I think, to being able to choose to steer away from our emotions,
yes,
and choose to believe in something firm, something unchanging.
Yes.
You know,
Exactly.
I think a lot of us have experienced disappointment, being let down, right? Mm-hmm. One thing we know for sure is that can't happen when we're in relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
Because he's already done it all. He's already won the victory.
Mm.
You know, so as challenging as life can be, just coming back to your praise and your thanksgiving is going to be, I think, a great place to start and continue as you go on your journey.
Awesome. Why, Mari, thank you so much for being here tonight. And I think
you're so welcome.
For those listening, she dropped so many gems. Honestly, you guys should be rich, floating in the rubies and the diamonds.
Come on now.
This woman of God has dropped this Proverbs 31 woman right here.
Stop.
I'm telling you, I can't wait to listen back to this. So I'm wondering if you would do me the pleasure of closing us out with a hatakia.
Of course. Of course. All right. Me no I tato. Kia tato katoa. Te ata whai o tō tātou ariki a i ukaraiti. Pe te aroha o te atua, pe te whiwhira tahitanga ki te wairua tapu. Ake, ake, ake. Āmine.
Āmine. One day, I'm going to be like you. Just like...
You'll get there, Jack. You'll get there.
We will. And I just think, you know, this conversation has truly been blessed and authorized by the Holy Spirit. And I'm so thankful to be able to sit here and have this corridor, because we know it's been a long time coming. And I really do hope that it is a blessing for people out there. So,
yeah.
Thank you for listening to Well Worded Joy. Be sure to share the show with a friend. And you can find the link to the episode on planetaudio.org.nz/wellwordedjoy. Now, if you can't listen live, be sure to follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts so you can be notified when a new episode drops. And as always, when you wake up tomorrow, be sure to say, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." And the last thing I want you to know is freedom looks good on you. You were just listening to Well Worded Joy. Thank you and have a blessed week. Take care.